And what's going on, y'all? Welcome back to CFM Podcast, Conspiracy Fears and Mysteries. Today is, well, it's already midnight today, but it was the 2nd of July. Today's the 3rd. And today, you're back with me, man, again. How's everybody doing? How's everybody doing before we even get started, man? Go ahead and follow me on the socials, man. Give this podcast a like if you've heard other episodes. If not, wait till the end to see, like, hey, you know what? I dig this dude. I dig this dude and his conspiracies and true crime and all that shit that he talks about. But go ahead and give a like, leave a comment on Apple Podcasts or anything like that. I'm sorry, I'm a little twisted right now. And yeah, if you would be so kind, follow me on the social media. CFM Podcast, same name on Instagram. So yeah, but I'll have a link in the description of this anyway. So today we're going to be talking about 10 ancient sites that might be stargates. And why did this come about? Because my son had come home and he was here with his daughter, and he was like, you know, he was like, oh, I saw this TikTok, God bless TikTok, where a dude was talking about how we're still in Iraq because there's a Stargate there and we're trying to protect it. And I was in Iraq. I've been to Iraq many times, I think more than 3 times. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know about no Stargate. But it was a crazy theory. And the thing is, I follow all those. But there's some that I follow more than others. The UFO ones and all that stuff, you know, things like that. And ghosts, not so much. But the UFO, yes. I still do ghosts and stuff. But I like the government stuff and the aliens and conspiracies about just anything. That's what I dig into. The more facts I get, the better. But he was talking about how there was some stargates around. He was watching TikTok, and the TikTok is, you know, one of those TikToks where they're all monotone and they're holding, like, the thing from their headphones, the mic from the headphones close to the mouth for some reason. That's a trend on over there. You don't have to hold it that close to your mouth. But anyway, they said something about stargates, and I got interested, even though I don't follow the Stargate thing too much. But I guess I should, but I went on Listverse, and Listverse is showing, I love Listverse. If you've never been to Listverse, a lot of my episodes come from Listverse, and something on their list would attract me to investigate it more, and that becomes one whole episode. But every once in a while, I like to do lists. You go down the podcast, you hear different lists of most haunted places, most alien abductions, or whatever. Every once in a while, I'll do that. Today's one of those days. 10 ancient sites that might be stargates, portals, and or wormholes. So, this is from Listverse, written by Marcus Louth. I guess he's the editor of this, so he's the one who edited this. And it was fact-checked by Jamie Frater. Now, I don't know how to trust those fact-checkers, because we already know that's a whole nother episode. But, if you don't know what a stargate is, it is just a portal basically. But if you really nerd out on this and go deep into the what a stargate is, you can see how it could be possible, but we just haven't figured out how to make that possible. And there's movies about it. There's one by the same name called Stargate. There was a series and movies, so you go check that out. Fiction, there's always some fact behind the fiction, so when you check out these movies, just know that there's something real about that. Every movie you see, you know what I mean? Every fictional book you read, there's something that's real behind that. So that's where Stargate is. Basically a portal to either a parallel universe or to another dimension or place or whatever. So it says here that many ancient cultures speak of portals to other worlds and gateways to star systems where their creators reside. So if our people saw it, they would think, oh, this is the gate to God or heaven or whatever. Conventional wisdom tells us tales that are merely myths and legends. However, recent declassified FBI files have stated that our Earth has been visited by beings from other dimensions and planets. NASA has announced that portals do indeed appear to be hidden within the Earth's magnetic field, making some wonder if the legends of stargates and portals and wormholes may have some degree of truth to them. I literally kind of just said that, kind of. So let's go with the countdown. We're going to start from 10 and go to 1. Number 10 is the Gate of the Gods in Hayumarca, Peru. Hayumarca, Peru. Now, you can catch an episode of this particular one on Ancient Aliens called Peru's Gate of the Gods on the History Channel, if you have that app. And let's read a little bit about this one. So in 96, it was discovered by a guy named Jose Luis Delgado Mamani while he was trying to learn the layout of the area for a job that he had taken as a tour guide. The Gate of the Gods at Hayumarca in Peru is said to be native tribes to have once acted as a gateway to the land of the gods. Mamani even claimed that he had dreams of the doorway for years before he had accidentally found it in his dream. Okay. Mamani stated that the pathway leading to the doorway was made of pink marble and had also witnessed a smaller door that was open with a brilliant blue light coming from what looked like a shimmering tunnel. That's, I don't know why that kind of creeped me out. The doorway is actually two doorways, almost in like a T shape. The larger doorway measures 7 meters wide and 7 meters high. So for us Americans, that's 22 feet by 22 feet. That's pretty big. That's 22 feet by 22 feet. While the smaller one stands 2 meters high. And so that's 6.5 feet for us Americans in the middle of the base. So it stands 6.5 meters high from the middle of the base. Legends state that the larger door is for the gods themselves, because the gods are bigger than us, and the smaller door is for mortals to pass through. And some heroic mortals did, becoming immortal themselves to live among the gods. Wow. Okay, so that's the legend that they have for that. Now, one legend, this is still the same one, the one in Peru. One legend of a mortal passing through the doorway appears to lend a little credibility to Mamani's alleged dream. The story says that when Spanish explorers arrived in Peru in the 16th century, looting Inca riches, as they went, an Incan priest named Amaru Maru fled his temple with a valuable golden disc, the key of the gods of the seven rays. Amaru Maru found the doorway and saw it. It was guarded by shaman priest. He presented to them the golden disc, and following a ritual performed by the priest, a smaller doorway opened. Behind it was a tunnel that shone with great blue light, and Amaru Maru passed into the doorway, left the disc with the shaman priest, and vanished from earth to the land of the gods. So if you look at it logically, well, kind of from our eyes right now, you'd be like, okay, he died. He vanished from the earth to the land of the gods, that meaning like he died. But interestingly, investigators did discover a small round indention in the rock on the right-hand column of the smaller doorway. The examinations led them to believe that should a disc-shaped object be inserted into the indention, it would be held in place by the surrounding rocks. Reggae. Okay. Number 9. This one is in Abu Ghraib. I read it so American. Ghraib. Abu Ghraib, Egypt, the place of the gods. So this one says the Abusir Pyramid, site of the Abu Ghraib, has claimed to be one of the oldest sites on the planet. Within Abu Ghraib lies an ancient platform made of alabaster, which is Egyptian crystal, and it is said to be in tune with the vibration of the earth. And they can also open the senses in order for a person to communicate and be one with higher sacred energies of the universe. Essentially, it is a stargate and a sacred energies were the netters. The gods. Wow, when they said it is said to be in it is said to be in tune with the vibration of the earth, and it can also open your senses. That sounds like the guy who sold me weed when I was a teenager. Anyway, interestingly, legends of their communication and way of travel between their worlds and ours almost mirrors the legends of the Cherokee Native Americans. The Cherokee tell of how thought beings who are formless would travel on a wave of sound from their home in the Pleiades star system to Earth. That is amazing. As the legends of Abu Ghraib begin being a stargate, there are also signs of what some would perceive to be advanced technology having been used to create the site. One example is the perfectly precise circular markings that have been drilled into the alabaster. I mean, these ancient sites, you gotta admit, like, I believe there's some truth to it being, like, you know, like, built by aliens, because the precision. I've been to some ancient sites in the Middle East, in the desert. I've never been to Egypt or anything, but the ones that I've seen in person, smaller ones, oh, this is thousands of years old, whatever. You can see where you're like, wow, how could they build it? I could imagine the pyramids of Giza or any other pyramids or any of the Mayan pyramids. How, I had a buddy that went, he's one of those, his heritage is like Inca or something, and he was down in South America where his country, and he said, hey, I went to visit those pyramids, man, and the doorways were huge, you know, and the rocks, it looks amazing how they build it. It looks like something we would build now, or that if we could, because those rocks were super heavy. So I don't know. So anyway, number eight. Let's go to number eight now. We're at number eight, ancient stone arrangement in Lake Michigan. Wow. So let's look at this. In 2007, while searching for the remains of shipwreck, scientists discovered a stone structure 12 meters, again, 40 feet, below the surface of Lake Michigan. That's deep. Thought to be 9,000 years old. The structure has been dubbed Michigan's equivalent of Stonehenge. And it does look like Stonehenge if you're able to pull up the picture of ancient stone arrangements in Lake Michigan. Look, you can Google it just like that. The picture is actually a video, but looks like Stonehenge. It looked like Stonehenge underwater. So, it is thought to be 9,000 years old. Like I said, and the discovery was made by a professor of underwater archaeology at Northwest Michigan University, Mike Holland, and his colleague Brian Abbott. And one thing of particular interest was a carving on one of the stones of a mastodon, which is believed to have become extinct 10,000 years ago, a possible indication of the structure's age. That's old. I mean, this is a structure under a river. Who knows what was there before or what happened, you know, but or how it got there, because those rocks are not just like some natural thing. These, if you look at the picture, they look like Stonehenge, and rocks like that are placed. They're not just made like that or whatever, you know what I mean? So anyway, the location of the site has been kept secret, at least for now, and this is part of an agreement with the local Native American tribes who wish to keep the amount of visitors to a minimum. Well, a lot of mainstream scientists are skeptical about the age of the site, and even if it has any relevance, many believe that it is the remains of a stargate or a wormhole, because it is in a shape. It's in a shape. I can understand. The site has also claimed several bizarre disappearances and gained the title of the Michigan Triangle. Man, you never know. This thing could be pulsating some kind of power, some kind of energy from there, man. In 1891, a schooner named Thomas Hume. I don't know what a schooner is. What the hell is a schooner? If anybody knows, leave a comment, man. A thing on the comment thing on Apple or Google. Anyway, Thomas Hume vanished into thin air along with all seven of its crew. Well, a schooner. Okay, I guess that's the boat. with seven of its crew while sailing in the lake in 1921. The 11 people who were aboard the Rosabelle disappeared without a trace, but their boat was found floating lifelessly in the water. In 37, while on board the O.M. McFarland as it made its way along Lake Michigan, Captain Donner retired to his quarters to get some much-needed rest after a long shift on the deck. 3 hours later, the second mate went to wake his captain, finding the door locked from the inside and with no response from the captain. He eventually broke down the door to the room, with the captain's quarters empty and with all the windows locked shut. Captain Donner had simply vanished. That is very... Wow. I don't know. When you're talking about something like a Stargate, we're looking at this thing like it's an inanimate object, because it's just a Stargate, right? It's like if, you know, you have some machine as a Stargate, that's the way we look at it. It's just an object, right? But you gotta understand, these Stargates might be some form of intelligence. You know what I mean? As far as the Stargate itself, because it's beyond us, okay? Or if aliens, and why I say that is because it's only, in some of these cases, only certain people vanished. In some cases, everybody vanished. So there's some intelligence to this. Like, okay, I'm going to take this person, and I'm going to take the, or this amount. I'm going to take this or this amount, you know? They took the captain. For what reason? I don't know, maybe. They're like, oh, this guy has to be the leader of this situation here because he's the captain. You know what I mean? So I hope you know what I mean. Anyway, number seven is the one and only, the one we all know, Stonehenge in Wiltshire, England. I'm not going to read too much about that one because that's an obvious one. And you guys probably heard of Stonehenge a lot. I'm going to go ahead and skip to number six, the ancient Sumerian Stargate at the Euphrates River. So I was by the Euphrates and I was by the Tigris, the mighty Tigris. The Tigris and the Nile, I believe, meet. And that's supposed to be where the Garden of Eden is. But this is also where, remember, ancient Sumeria is Iraq, modern day Iraq. And this is where the Anunnaki with the Sumerians are said to come from, to have come from. So there's a famous Sumerian seal that shows a Sumerian god with a bird head appearing from a portal of his world onto ours. The god appears to be on a staircase that is moving away from the person viewing the seal. So on each side of the emerging god, there are strange shimmering columns of water. Another Sumerian artifact that claims to show evidence of a Stargate is that of Ninurta. Ninurta not only appears to be wearing a modern-day wristwatch, but yeah, that's the one I'm looking at right now. It does appear to be wearing a watch because it has, and it's not just like a band. It looks like a watch because it has a little circle in the middle and then lines kind of indicating time, you know what I mean? Like on a regular watch. So it also is using his finger to press what appears to be a bottom on the wall of the gateway he is standing in. Yeah, it looks like, if you look at the picture, I don't know how we'll get you to lose this picture, but listfirst.com, and I'll probably have the link to this to add to it because I would like you to see this picture, but it's one of the pictures you've seen many times. You've seen it on Ancient Aliens. You've seen it a lot of times, the bird. And that's one of the pictures they mostly show when they talk about the Anunnaki and all that stuff. And of course, I've got a message, but that's crazy. I love anything Anunnaki. I've got to do a whole episode on the Anunnaki and stuff. When I learned that one, When I read part of Chariots of the Gods, it was amazing. But anyway, number five is Tiahuanaco, Bolivia, Gate of the Sun. Wow, this is another amazing picture. I'm going to leave a link to Listverse so you can see exactly what I'm looking at. This is amazing. It's believed by some to be a portal of the land of the gods. The Gate of the Sun is believed it shares much of its legends with other similar sites in the Andes region. Tiahuanaco City is said to be one of the most important sites of ancient America, with legends stating that the sun god Viracocha appeared in Tiahuanaco and made it the place of creation, the place he chose to start the human race. That's crazy. Every civilization, obviously they got their own religion, their own gods, but the story is basically the same no matter what civilization you're talking about, no matter what civilization, you know, whichever, it could be an Asian civilization, African, Mayans, whatever, you know, the Native Americans up north, whatever. Every civilization has its own version of the same exact thing. Names have changed. Maybe the way it was looked at was changed. You got to understand that these people were writing according to what they knew. So if you had a civilization that has never, you know, used metal tools, their description of what happened is going to be different than the other civilization. If you have a civilization, for example, just take, make it easier, a civilization that's never seen an airplane, they're going to describe an airplane like whatever, however they can, according to their vocabulary and life experiences, you know what I'm saying, and what they've seen and what they've been exposed to. But they all tell the same story. The same story. They got, or they all have a flood. They all have some place where they were created, a legend or whatever. What if it's, what if, like an ancient alien say, you know, they're visited by ancient or beings from another planet, however you want to call them. Aliens, UFO, whatever. And obviously in this vast, gigantic, endless universe that they say we live in, it can't, you know, you gotta understand it. There's possibility that it could be different types of aliens or beings that are coming from other planets or dimensions or whatever to visit us. So naturally they're gonna have their own gods. But the situation of what happened to everybody, like the Great Flood, you know, this, that, and the third, or, you know, you have, you know, like all religions have their Jesus. That's what I'm saying. All religions have their God and all that. So it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Okay. So card from, I just went on a ramble. Card from Ron from One Rock. I'm sorry, from One Block of Stone and thoughts to be 14,000 years old. The gateway displays what appears to be human beings with rectangular helmets. So yeah, like I said, like this one says it appears to be 14,000 years old. Timelines of things might be different because remember, some civilizations may have started before, some after. So their year one is not your year one. You know what I mean? If you understand what I'm saying. Like, their year one is not the same year one of another civilization. So if they say, oh, this was 4,000 years ago, to them it was not 4,000 years ago. It was only maybe, or it was more, it was 3,000, or, I mean, or, you know, 8,000 or whatever. Number four is Ran Masu Uyana Stargate in Sri Lanka. Now, I don't know. Oh, shoot. Oh, I just saw it. Okay, there's a YouTube video attached, but Jesus, okay. At first, I was just looking at rocks. I was like, that doesn't look like anything. But then the other side, Jesus, okay. Carved in a massive piece of stone wall and mostly hidden between the boulders and cave systems of Ran Masu Uyana is what is believed to be a star map or star chart. The symbols carved on the rock are said to be a code that opens the stargate and allows the opener to travel from his world to other areas of the universe opposite of the star map. Directly opposite of the star map are four stone seats or chairs. The name of the star chart is Sakwala Chakaraya. which is believed to mean the rotating circle of the universe, according to the Sinhala interpretation. Sakwala means universe, and Chakraya means a rotating circle or disc. I like how they say circle or disc, like a rotating, like they're trying to say, is the earth flat or round? I know that's taboo to say. Well, I do believe a lot of stuff. You got to admit that the flat earth theory is very interesting. I'm not the type of guy that I hear something and I immediately go, and, oh, that's crazy. Nah, that's just without investigating it. I'm gonna do some research. Anyway, in many ancient Native American legends, stargates or portals were represented by rotating circles. Similar star maps have also been found in other ancient sites said to be stargates, such as Abu Ghraib in Egypt and many more ancient sites in the Andes of South America. Yet, mainstream historians disregard the notion that the Sakwala Chakra is a portal to Stargate. Of course, the naysayers, the ones who are scared of conspiracies. This is crazy. Number three is Abydos, Egypt. If you look at the carvings, you see helicopters. What looks like a helicopter and what looks like a plane. It's amazing. Anyway, one of the oldest cities of ancient Egypt, Abydos is perhaps one of the most important sites in Egyptology and certainly one of the most interesting. In particular, the Temple of Seti I appears to show hieroglyphs of modern flying machines such as a helicopter, as well as what would some describe as a flying saucer. Yeah, there's one that looks like a flying saucer. Wow, that could be a time thing. Like, I don't know, something that has to do with time, because you have a helicopter that looks like a modern helicopter, like a Black Hawk, and then the other one is a flying saucer. You know what I mean? Or it could be a war that happened or something. I don't know. Wow. Like they're traveling maybe in time. Maybe they're talking about the future and the past. But anyway, perhaps even more amazing is how a lot of the site was discovered. A lady named Dorothy Eady had claimed to be the reincarnation of an Egyptian peasant girl named Bentrihist and was the secret lover of the pharaoh Seti. I've heard this story. I heard a whole story about her. She had become pregnant with his child. But before he could learn of the pregnancy, the peasant girl took her own life. Now in the 20th century, Dorothy was able to transcribe ancient Egyptian texts and even knew where the archaeologists should dig to excavate the remains of the ancient city. So this lady says I remember this story. I saw it in the one with... oh my God, William Shatner, the show he was hosting. It was called The Unexplained or something like that, or Unbelievable. I haven't watched it in a long time, but anyway, I remember this story. So now in the 20th century, Dorothy was able to transcribe ancient Egyptian texts, and she knew where the archaeologists should dig to find the city. She seemingly knew where everything was, such as where secret chambers were and the location of gardens that had long since been buried. By the time they discovered precisely where she said they would be, people very much believed she was genuine. So this lady never been there, and she saw that she came from a past life. In her past life, she was a peasant girl, blah, blah, blah. And she led the archaeologist, this lady, to exactly where everything was. She told them where to dig and all that stuff, and everything was right. I remember that. Oh my God, that was kind of creepy. But anyway, number two, Göbekli Tepe in Turkey. And if you watch Ancient Aliens, you should know everything about Göbekli Tepe, because they talk about it a lot. Every other episode, I think, has Göbekli Tepe on it. So, regarded as the oldest stone temple in the world, the Göbekli Tepe site features several rings of huge T-shaped stone pillars, each engraved with a carving of an animal such as a lion or a sheep. Two of the pillar sites in the middle of these circles, among creating an archway of sorts, an archway, exactly what it says, kind of like some kind of entrance. The archway within these circles are said to be the remains of portals or stargates, which the ancient people who resided here used as a portal to the sky world, as they would name it, because they don't know anything else. It could have been a flying city, you know, a giant mothership up there. And to them, that's another world because it's so big and, you know, things they haven't seen, but whatever. The T columns are very similar to the Gate of the Gods in Hayumarco in Peru. And interestingly, the Inca people spoke of a connection to the people from the Pleiades star system, which is also T-shaped. Like other alleged portals, Coblaquetepe is situated where two ley lines meet. Although the site was recorded as far back as the 1960s, it wasn't until the mid-90s when the T-shaped pillars were discovered. As for its true age, estimations dated around 12,000 years old. So the other one was 14,000. But notice they said this is the oldest, it's said to be the oldest stone temple. Crazy. All right, number one. Sedona Vortexes and the Doorway of the Gods. So Sedona, if you live in the States, and if you live in Arizona, you should know where Sedona is. I was in Arizona for a while. I love the desert. I was out there at night, and I was by the military proving grounds, YPG. Big testing facility where they test all kinds of stuff, even secret squirrel stuff. There was some parts of the base where it said, if you pass this, you will be met with deadly force. Whoa. Okay. So anyway, Sedona is a small town in Arizona, once known by the Native American tribes as Nawanda. And at one time, a most sacred city to them. It is said that the red rocks of the deserts that surround the small town can create vortexes with the capability of transporting people to another realm or dimension. Native Americans believe these rocks were spiritually charged. While sounds emanating from them have been reported in the mountains of Arizona, claims to be the doorway of the gods. A strange stone arch portal to another time and space. Whoa. And this, I look, I've seen a lot of these mountains over there. There are so many conspiracies because I've seen these mountains over there. A lot of them. Now, probably not this exact one, but similar ones. And these big mountains that look like cut off trees. Like, you know, when you cut a tree and you just leave the bottom, that bottom piece with the where the roots are starting. You know where it enters the ground, the little stub. They look like giant stubs. Listen, if you want to really be perplexed, go watch the video, There Are No Trees, or There Are No Forest, I'm sorry. I believe it was There Are No Forest, and it'll lead you down the rabbit hole. There's one particular one, it's on YouTube. I can't remember the exact name, but it just put There Are No Forest on Earth, and watch it. And you're going to be like, what the actual frack is going on? Like, why? So, yeah, guys, besides the rambling, that is the 10 ancient stargates that ancient sites that might be stargates, portals, and wormholes. And that is all for today, my ramblings for this episode. I've got some family coming over. So it is hard to record when I've got kids running around the house, making noise. And, you know, when there's people staying over, it's, you know, you got to pay attention to your guests. So I'm going to have to be doing that. So I'm going to try to record another episode tomorrow, which is today's April 3rd already. I mean, I'm sorry, July 3rd. And so at least I could have two episodes ready. I might do an episode on the Anunnaki or maybe some true crime. I don't know. Well, remember, I'm a one-man show. I'm recording this on my phone. And I have to work and I have a life. So it's really hard for me to find the time to, you know, well, not find the time, but squeeze the time in to get episodes ready or subject to talk about. So, but you can help me out by commenting, giving me some good ratings on Apple Podcast or on Google Play or wherever you listen to your podcast. Anchor, on Anchor FM, you can actually be a part of the episode. You can leave your, if you have a conspiracy or something to add to this, you can leave a message. It's like a voicemail that I will add to the podcast. So everybody else that hears it will hear your voicemail and all that good stuff. But as always, don't forget to like, subscribe, follow me on social media. And I will see you on the next smoke. Let's do this.